Friday. Please welcome today's contestants. An assistant editor from Sherman Oaks, California, Cody Lawrence. A graduate student originally from Louisville, Kentucky, Kristen Thomas McGill. And our returning champion, a communications manager from Los Angeles, California, John Vigna, whose one day cash winnings total $11,199. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Hey, Johnny. Thank you. Cody, Kristen, John, welcome. Good luck. Let's get it on. Categories for the first round of play today are as follows. The Founding Fathers Speak, followed by The Helpful Web, Entertainment, Geographic Fours, Collabs, and You've Got Animal Mail. John.
Founding Fathers 200, please.
I cannot live without these, Thomas Jefferson wrote, months after selling more than 6,000 of them to the Library of Congress. Cody.
What are books?
Yes.
400 Founding Fathers.
Money maven Alexander Hamilton. Every proposal for a specific one of these levies is sure to meet with opposition. Kristen?
What is tax?
Yep.
Founding Fathers 6.
Speaking to the First Continental Congress, Patrick Henry said, I am not a Virginian, but one of these. John?
What is an American?
Yes.
Founding Fathers, 800, please.
George Washington held to the maxim, no less applicable to public than to private affairs, that honesty is this. Cody.
What is the best policy?
You got it.
Finish the category.
On taking up his duties as president of the Senate in April of 1789, he told it, the eyes of the world are upon you. Kristen.
Who is Adams?
John Adams, yes.
Fours, 200.
Jewish, Muslim, Christian, and Armenian are the four quarters of the old part of this city. John.
What is Jerusalem?
Good.
Animal male, 200.
Party on with this name for an adult male deer. Cody?
What is a stag?
Yes.
Animal male, 400.
A male guinea pig is called this, like a male pig. Kristen?
What is a hog?
Nope. John?
What is a boar?
Boar, yes.
Animal male, 600.
Male house cats and male turkeys both have this name. John?
What is a tom?
Tom, good.
Animal, 800.
A sea stallion is the male of this unique fish. Cody?
What is a seahorse?
Yes.
Finish the category, animal male.
The drake of this common North American duck is also called a greenhead. John?
What is a mallard?
Mallard, right you are.
Entertainment, 200.
This superstar's album, Lover, was the best-selling album in the United States in 2019. John.
Who's Taylor Swift?
She's the one.
Entertainment, 400.
What became this giant screen film innovation emerged at Expo 67 in Montreal with the film Polar Life? Kristen.
What is IMAX?
Yes.
Fours, 400.
About the size of Minnesota, this is the largest of Japan's four main islands. Cody.
What is Honshu?
Good.
600, fours.
Four countries border Guatemala. Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras, and this one. Cody.
What is Nicaragua?
Nope. John?
What is Belize?
Belize is right, and that takes you up. Pandemic has upset a lot of regular events. Cody Lawrence, you attended one of those events, Comic-Con, in San Diego, for how many years?
11 years so far. This would have been my 12th, but as you said, things happen.
Yeah. What is it about Comic-Con that's so special?
It's just like the energy, specifically of San Diego Comic-Con, which is like the arguably the main Comic-Con. It overflows from the convention center into the Gaslamp District outside of the convention center. So it's like the whole city is a convention. It's really fun.
All right. Kristen Thomas McGill, originally from Louisville, Kentucky, a graduate student who visits tide pools in order to observe what?
They're called sea hares. They're a kind of very large sea slug, and they've got these kind of flappy bits on their back, and they produce a purple dye that when you touch them, sometimes your hands wind up stained purple.
For how long?
Oh, not long. Maybe an hour.
Okay, good. John Vigna is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. He's a communications manager, and There are many great works of literature that are easy reads, and there are some that are more difficult. I think of Tolstoy's works or Herman Melville's Moby Dick. How long did it take you to read Moby Dick?
About 15 years. I got assigned to it in high school, blew it off then, and then made a commitment to myself that I would eventually finish it. And 15 years later, I finally closed the book.
Did you celebrate?
I did.
Okay, good for you. Pick up your signaling device right now. Go ahead and make a selection as we continue.
Entertainment, 600, please.
Coda. The Death of Michael Corleone is the subtitle of a restoration of this 1990 film, now with a new beginning and ending. Kristen?
What is The Godfather 3?
Godfather 3, yes, and that movie comes out today.
Geographic 4 is 8.
These four states meet at the USA's Four Corners Monument. Cody?
What are Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado?
You got them all.
Entertainment for 1,000?
Dating back to 1939, this DC Comics superhero has an origin story involving an ancient Egyptian curse. Cody.
Who is Hawkman?
Good.
800 Entertainment.
Christian Bale and Matt Damon hit the track in this high-octane film about an effort to build a new kind of race car. Kristen.
What is Ford versus Ferrari?
That's it.
Geographic 4 is 1,000.
Of Australia's four most populous cities, three are in the east, and this one is in the far southwest. Cody.
What is Perth?
You got it.
Collabs for 800.
Answer. Daily double. All right. You're in the lead. It's a fairly close game, though.
I'm going to go for a true daily double.
All right. For 9,200. The so-called glorious or bloodless revolution of 1688 put this pair on the throne of England.
Who are King Henry VIII and Catherine the Great?
No. Who are William and Mary? William and Mary.
Catherine.
So you drop down.
Right, Catherine.
Yeah.
All right. Collabs for 600.
This pair did okay together, writing musicals like My Fair Lady and Camelot. And that would be Lerner and Lowe. Oh, John, you didn't ring in and you knew that. Cody, back to you.
Collabs for 400.
This company, named for its two founders, introduced its cordless electric drill in 1961. Cody.
What is Black & Decker?
Yes.
Collabs for 1,000.
Thespis was the first collaboration by this pair. It wasn't as successful as their other works, like The Pirates of Penzance. Cody.
For Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yes.
Helpful Web, 800.
The great global cleanup and taking climate action are things you can learn about on the website named for this day, created in 1970. Cody.
What is Earth Day?
Yeah.
Helpful Web 1,000.
The website for this home building organization has a page telling how Jimmy Carter has toiled alongside its workers. Kristen.
What is Habitat for Humanity?
Good.
Web 600.
The website for this organization for seniors offers a chapter locator and a Medicare question and answer tool. John.
What is the AARP?
That's it.
Helpful 400.
RxList.com is a website that helps you identify these, be they oval, square, or eight-sided. Kristen.
What are pills?
Yeah.
Helpful 200.
Ecosia.org is one of these that finds things online. Bonus, it plants a tree for every query you make. John.
What is a search engine?
Yes. Now the last clue. In 1887, readers were introduced to this pair, a moody resident of Baker Street and his army surgeon friend. John.
Who are Watson and Holmes?
He was in the lead, but a daily double that didn't work out has put Cody in third place. But he picks first in Double Jeopardy from these categories. Languages. Live albums. A Napoleon complex. Energy. Authors' alma maters, and words that should rhyme. Cody, start.
Live albums, 400.
Disc one of their 2004 album, Live Licks, features such mega hits as Start Me Up and Paint It Black. Kristen.
Who are the Rolling Stones?
You are right.
Languages, 4.
Most of the people of Liechtenstein speak Alemannic, a dialect of this official language. Kristen.
What is German?
Yes.
Language is 16.
You might know that this official language of Pakistan is closely related to Hindi. Cody.
What is Urdu?
Urdu, yes.
2,000 languages?
Filipino is based on this language that shares its name with the people who originally spoke it. Cody?
What is Tagalog?
Correct.
1,200 languages?
Pinyin is a system for writing this language using the Roman alphabet. Kristen?
What is Mandarin?
Mandarin, yes, Chinese.
Languages, 8.
Compiled in the Middle Ages, the Eddas were written down in the language called Old This. Kristen?
What is Old Norse?
Yes.
Napoleon IV.
Napoleon had intended the Madeleine to be a temple to his Grande Armée, but the monarchy made it into one of these in 1816. Kristen?
What is a museum?
Nope. Cody or John? They made it into a Catholic church. Back to you, Kristen.
Should rhyme 400.
Adjective meaning solitary and past tense verb meaning vanished. Kristen?
What are alone and gone?
Good.
Should rhyme 8.
Raven relative and four-letter synonym for forehead. Cody?
What are crow and brow?
Yeah.
1,200 rhyming words?
Burial place and brush's partner. Kristen?
What are cemetery and...
No, you're on the wrong track. Cody?
What are tomb and comb?
That's it.
1,600 words that should rhyme.
The portal one, for example, and a chain of amino acids. What are vein and protein? Cody?
Okay, 2,000, finish the category.
A boggy fuel and a menacing statement. Kristen?
What are peat and threat?
That's it.
Napoleon 8.
At one time, this Paris museum was named Le Musée Napoléon. Cody?
What is the Louvre?
Yes.
Napoleon Complex, 1600?
Napoleon started two of these structures, the big one at the end of the Champs-Élysées and another du Carrousel. John?
What is an arc?
Yes, Arc de Triomphe.
Energy, 1600.
Answer. Daily double.
2400, please.
24 it is. Here is the clue. The theory that the total amount of energy in the universe is constant is the first law of this branch of physics.
What is general physics?
No, what is thermodynamics? All right, you drop down. Go again.
2,000, please, energy.
In a car engine, the large disc seen on the left, called this wheel, stores energy and regulates rotation of the crankshaft. And that is known as the flywheel. Back to you, John.
Napoleon, 2,000.
Napoleon did not build Les Invalides, but it ended up as his tomb after his body was moved from this island in 1840. Kristen?
What is St. Helena?
Yeah.
Napoleon 12.
It should have been a bad omen for Napoleon when this wife of his bought Malmaison, the house of misfortune. And his wife was the Empress Josephine. Kristen, back to you.
Oh, alma mater's 4.
Studying French and classics, she graduated from England's University of Exeter, not Hogwarts, in 1987. John.
Is J.K. Rowling?
Yep.
Live albums, 1,200.
A 1975 album captured this reggae legend and the Wailers on their Natty Dread tour. John.
Who is Bob Marley?
Yes.
Live album, 1,600.
They dedicated One More Light Live to late frontman Chester Bennington. Cody.
Who are Linkin Park?
Yep.
Authors, alma maters for 1,600.
It's no science fiction that in 1948, this prolific Russian-born author received a Ph.D. in chemistry from Columbia University. John.
Who's Isaac Asimov?
Yes.
Live albums, 2,000.
This British rocker showed us the way and came alive with a double live album that was number one for 10 weeks in 1976. And that would be Peter Frampton. Back to you, John.
Energy, 1,200.
In Hinduism, one of these spiritual energy centers situated on the throat is known as the Vishuddha. Kristen.
What is a chakra?
Yes.
Alma maters, 2,000.
He was a theater major at Wesleyan University in Connecticut before giving birth to the Jason Bourne novels. Popular author, Robert Ludlum. Kristen, back to you.
Alma maters, 12.
Answer. Daily double. And Kristen, you're in the lead right now, but before I ask you to make your wager, we have a change in score to announce. It affects John. You added an S to J.K. Rowling a little while ago, so we take $800 away from you. You're at $6,200. The scores are now correct, Kristen. So how much of that $11,000 are you going to put at risk?
$4,000.
All right, here is the clue in author's alma maters. One of his professors at Cornell was William Strunk Jr., whose elements of style he would later revise.
Who is White?
E.B. White is right. And you are now in the lead with a total of $15,000, and there are four clues left.
Alma maters 8.
Before becoming an author, Sue Monk Kidd worked as a nurse, getting her degree from this school, TCU for short. Cody.
What is Texas Christian University?
Good.
Live albums, 800.
There, Live at Leeds, featuring a medley with My Generation and Magic Bus, is considered one of the best live albums ever made. Kristen.
Who are the Who?
Yep.
Energy 8.
A tokamak plasma nuclear reactor superheats isotopic nuclei of this element so that they fuse, releasing energy. John.
What is hydrogen?
That's it. Now the last clue. The biggest hydroelectric power producer in the United States is Washington State's Grand
Gecko gives a very dramatic reading of I have a flat tire to remind us about this emergency service from Geico. What is roadside assistance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
Today for our final, we are dealing with the ancient world, and players, you are dealing with this clue. He got to propose his own sentence and joked that since he was actually a benefactor of the state, he should get free meals. 30 seconds. Good luck. John, it didn't work out quite as well today as yesterday. You wound up in third place with $7,000. Let's take a look at your response to our final Jeopardy. Who is Socrates? You're absolutely right. Well done. And that will do what? It will add $6,000 to your total. You're at $13,000 now as we go down there to Cody Lawrence, who was in second place with $11,400. He came up with Brutus, and that means it will cost him how much? $2,601. He drops to $8,799, and we go to Kristen, who led throughout the match, I think. She had $15,800. She's looking pretty calm because she wrote down the correct response. Did she wager a bundle, I hope? $7,000. That's pretty good. That takes her up to $22,801. That's a pretty good payday for the young lady. Yeah, all right. You get to play again tomorrow, Kristen. We'll see you then. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Hey, you guys want to go on a hike later? Have you been eating Honey Nut Cheerios again?
Huh? He's happy because he learned that Cheerios are heart healthy.
They're delish.
This holiday, grow the adventure in your own galaxy with...
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
The Child Chia Pet. And there's Chewbacca Chia Pet. Jack Skellington is also a Chia Pet.
Are we the planet?
You are a planet.
Golden Girls Chia Pets. Get Chia Pets, the gift that grows.